When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Three receivers, now four. Shotgun, Foles. Second and 10. Foles back again. He's looking. He's pumping. He is going deep. And is it a touchdown? I'm awaiting the signal.
It is.
It is touchdown. It goes all the way down. A 22-yard touchdown to Clement.
How about that? Corey Clement, third quarter of the Super Bowl. One of, like, many big plays that day. And for the first time ever in our show, John Ritchie standing. I'm standing. Ben Davis is about to get up. His knees are a little creaky. We say thank you to Corey Clement, who's in studio with us right now for the first time ever. Corey, good morning to you, pal.
Good morning, man. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing?
Man, you got a big smile on your face, man. It must feel so cool to just hear that and know what it represents. It represents so much to millions of people, Corey. You affected in a positive way, other than those people in New England. You hurt them.
Yeah.
You brought such joy to millions of people.
Yeah. I mean, it was something that from day one, just trying to make that team, it was something about it. And I thank Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman for even giving me the opportunity to step foot on that field.
Yeah.
Playing in NovaCare is like, there's history behind that whole thing. Guys in the locker room, the things you see on the wall, the things you want to be a part of, is something that you will never forget. I mean, going to sleep every night, it's like, what else can we chase? And it's like, oh my God, we're actually Super Bowl champions, yeah, but we still want more. So I'm still riding with the team, and I want to see something special this year.
You too. Earned it. You deserve all the accolades. You really do. So, Corey, we'll do a deep dive on the Super Bowl and your career and the whole deal, but let's just start with the present. How are you? How's life? You know, how are you?
I'm great, to be honest. Got a chance to see my mom. Had dinner with them last night, mom and my brother. It's always good to see family coming back home for a second.
Of course.
And, living in Arizona, it's different, looking at mountains all day. But
what made you decide to live there?
You know, when I finished with the Cardinals, it was like, you know, why not? Just sit over here for a little bit, see some new things. I'm always in the East Coast area way too much, and it's just like, what else is out there?
It's very... very different.
It is different out there. Do you consider yourself finished? All right, so when Kareem Hunt signed with the Chiefs a few weeks back, is that one of those ones you're like, damn, I wish that was me. I wish I got the call instead of Kareem Hunt. Are you still in the mindset to try to play? If your phone rings, you're ready to go?
The way I train, I'm always ready to go.
Good for you, man.
I'm always waiting for the next call. I mean, people ask. That's probably the hardest thing I got to deal with. It's like, they're like, when's the next call? And it's just like, I wish I had something to tell you, but...
How long do you stay? How long can you stay in that sort of limbo? Like, I don't know that I personally would have been able to take a step back in any way.
I'm sure.
No, like because for me it was important to have an itinerary, a plan, where I knew I was going to be here working out. Okay, 4 days a week, I'll be doing this, and this.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Right. I don't know that this, you know, not knowing would be something that I could maintain for an extended period of time. How long do you expect to be able to do it?
You know, when something's in, like, embedded into you, like, you're always going to want to keep striving for something.
Totally.
Like, I'll go until the wheels fall off. But the nature of the game, they look at you like, you know, you're past 30. It's just like, does he still have it?
Yeah.
I'm fresh as can be. I'm ready. And
I wonder, man, maybe I should have waited a little longer before telling my agent, hey, I'm not trying anymore.
Right.
You know, like I was quick to pull the plug, sort of.
Yeah. And you got let go by two teams, right, John? The Eagles, and then who'd you go to?
I went to Cincinnati and I failed my physical. And at which point I said, I'm not gonna I wanna be able to play with my son when I'm 40.
Right.
And so this is the sign that I needed. I'm done.
Yeah.
Now, every once in a while, I'll wonder. Mm-hmm. I think I probably could have gone another year or two or three, especially with the changes in the rules and the way we guys get to walk through.
Yeah.
You know, it must be really tough to know when to say, hey, I'm completely done.
There's a lot of tough conversations that I don't want to go up against with my agent. It's just like some things you just don't want to hear. You know, as a football player, you've been playing all your life. It's like, man, I got to the end of, not the end of the road, but we got to this topic now.
Sure.
And it's like, I was talking to my mom last night. She's like, it's going to be weird to not see you out there if this is your last year. And it's like, man, I've been doing this since I was 5. And most of the guys really don't realize until that rug is pulled up under you. You got to look for something else.
When you don't have what Ben had, Ben, you went to the minor leagues, right? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah.
So how many years in the majors and then down in the minors for how long?
So I had 7 in the big leagues, and then I go to the minor leagues, and it's like, oh, like it's brutal.
Yeah.
You know, but I was still playing, you know, for that and having that hope. But I feel for you. That's a tough spot
to
be in.
Now, let me say this. I'm getting a little depressed here. I want to talk about Super Bowl.
Can I just say one thing, Corey, to you?
Yeah.
You have such a great voice so that when you do hang it up,
totally.
Radio is absolutely an option.
That's right about that.
I appreciate it.
So, too, is Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I got my resume going, so let me know.
Dude, you walk in legend status, all right? You kidding me? Holy God.
I want to talk about some of the details of what we know so well about your career, that game,
well, go
some
it,
of
John.
Those plays.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go one by one with some of the key plays in the game. But go ahead, John. Before we get to that,
I don't know that anyone ever fully, I don't know, voiced how amazing the touchdown catch was from a running back's perspective.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I can call myself
Chris
a running
Collins
back.
Didn't want it to happen.
Oh, I love that you referenced
probably
that.
Chris Collinsworth didn't want that to be a touchdown.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
I can't stress enough how difficult it is for a running back to be that far downfield. For a running back, that's a route that a running back runs, I don't know, if you run 100 routes, you run that one 2 out of 100 times, and one of them is just to pull a defender.
Exactly.
You're not getting the ball.
Right.
You have run that play a million times, you've never had it thrown your way, and then all of a sudden in the Super Bowl. Remember, like, as a back in the West Coast concept, they tell the quarterbacks, make sure the running back sees the ball leave your hand. The running backs can't catch, quarterbacks. Running backs, you don't throw the ball farther than 10 yards downfield to a running back, no matter what. And Corey Clement, a rookie, is running a wheel route in the Super Bowl, and that thing is thrown. It actually got thrown. I couldn't believe it.
It was beautiful, man.
Did you know going into the game that it was likely that was going to be thrown, or was that just like last page of the playbook? It was so unlikely.
So it's third quarter of a shootout at that point. Brady had just scored to start the second half, and then you guys come right back.
Yeah, it's certain things we always rep, and it's just like I was looking forward to that play, to be honest with you. But when there was triple coverage, I'm just like, nah, Nick, you probably shouldn't do it. And I'm like, we're getting kind of, I'm getting down the field a little bit. Guys are looking at me, and it's like, when Nick do it, I'm just like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this probably might get picked. No, okay, I got you, buddy.
That's
we're
so
good.
Good, man.
But I thank him every day because I'm just like, you didn't have to throw that. And I'm like, this story could have been different.
It's wild,
this
man.
This story could have been way different.
Well, right, so it's look, so hard to catch a ball that's that far downfield. Right. As a back, you have not caught that pass but a few times.
You got to track that, too. That's not easy.
It's not an easy
catch. It wasn't easy only because it was so bright in that stadium.
Mm.
And with the visor on, you're just like, somebody turn the lights down a little bit because the ball coming at you, just you see everything at the last second. So thank God it just... The
French. That's wild, man. All right, so we're going to play the audio. Merrill's calls of some of these notable moments in the Super Bowl involving Corey. We're going to get to that coming up shortly.
Yep.
Your opportunity to weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Reminder, Jason Kelce, who's usually with us in studio at this time, going to be by phone today at 9 o'clock. Jason traveling, busy schedule, obviously. So Jason by phone coming up in a half hour. Also, in an hour at 9:30, John, we meet the coaches for this year's Turkey Bowl. So we look forward to that, obviously, as Turkey Bowl is happening next week here on WIP. Matter of fact, 6 days from now, it's going to be
tackling going on.
Yeah, oh yeah,
awesome.
Oh, oh yeah, Camden Catholic and Paul the Sixth are going to be playing. And Corey, you almost went to Paul the Sixth, right?
Ooh. Well, yeah, about 13 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're going to be featured here. We are broadcasting their game next Wednesday night right here on WIP. We do it. It's an annual tradition. Once a year, we broadcast a high school football game, typically on Thanksgiving.
Right.
But this year, because some of the games have been moved to Wednesdays, we're going to do it Wednesday night of next week. Okay. And we're going to have the coaches in studio with us in an hour.
I can't wait to broadcast my first game.
So let's talk about the broadcasting thing for a sec here, and then we'll get to the – because I do want to wrap some calls in here.
Yeah.
So do you desire to be a sports broadcaster? Is that something you'd see as the next step if you can do it?
I would love to be. Meeting new people, talking, bringing up new topics, I think is also healthy for the brain, not to just stay idle all day just in your head.
Yeah.
I think what a lot of athletes tend to do, you know, we sit in meetings all day. We don't really get to talk. And I think the best exercise we can do is talk – express our feelings. What do we see out there? And I think being on the talk show is also fun. You get to meet new athletes, meet new moguls, and it's like, what else can I take from you? What else can I keep learning?
Yeah, I'll say this from my standpoint, it's very fun. I mean, we're incredibly lucky to do it, and we bounce around with the different teams and topics. Look, John, we're in a tug of war today about Joel. No one's in a good mood. Like, even me saying keep him for now, I'm not in a good mood about the Sixers, but you have interesting subject matters. For the most part, the Philadelphia sports teams, other than the Flyers in recent years, have been above 500, typically right. In the postseason, and there's been a ton of talk about, man. And then we mix in some music stuff and movie stuff. And All right, let's get some calls in here. You're opportunity. And by the way, congratulations or thank you aren't the first words you say to Corey Clement. Dead. Wash your mouth out with soap. Let's go to Mike in Douglasville right now. Michael, good morning, pal.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, Mike.
Doing great, man.
Corey, thank you so much, man. I love you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, it's so cool to talk to you. You know, when I coach baseball and a little bit of football here and there,
yep.
And I constantly tell my players, you got to get more comfortable embracing what I call the oh crap moment,
right.
Where you're not exactly expecting the ball to come to you, mm-hmm. but you got to be ready for it regardless because it is coming to you.
Right.
When that
right.
ball was thrown in the air, was that an oh crap moment for you?
Yeah, 50-50. I think in a Super Bowl, you can't be having too many oh crap moments because that game when it came out how it been. But you know, Doug Peterson did a great job of making sure everybody stayed on task. I mean, there was some things off schedule, but that's what comes with life. That's what comes with football. So yeah, keep preaching to the kids that nothing is going to be 100% in the game, especially for one side. You got to keep battling and keeping the legs moving.
Absolutely. And What was like your and I'm completely doing an audible on my phone call because I had no idea I was actually going to get to talk to you.
Hey, buddy. Let's talk it up. Let's do it. What's up?
Wait, do you want to blast Joel? Go ahead.
When you were in the huddle for when Nick Foles came up and said, you know, Philly special, what was going through your head when you realized, like, you're going to get the ball here, you know, the snap's coming straight to you, you got to...
Great question.
Yeah.
You know, we actually... I'm sorry to cut you off. Yeah, we actually had the fundraiser 2 days ago.
Ortho Davis.
Ortho Davis.
What a great night. That was great to see
that was
Corey.
Fun.
You guys being there, you get to hang out with Foles and Kelsey and Trey Burton. And what a group.
And it was like, I see what Jalen Hurts go through. And like somebody said, man, his taking Jason Kelsey's snap is not easy as it looks. And I was like, it could have went left. And I'm thankful that, you know, I was able to have the calmness and just to stay under pressure in such a big moment. But it was like another day in the park. It was something you really can't overthink. And just catch the ball and pitch it to Trey and like let the rest be history.
Corey, do you have any idea why you on that play instead of, obviously there's three options in that game. You got right. Jay and you've got LeGarrette.
Yeah.
Any why you instead of them?
Not sure, but all I can do is thank the coaches. You know, Deuce Daly, always had a good, work ethic about him, making sure his players were correct. And everybody had their own niche. So I'm not going to just single out anybody, but I'm just thankful I was called upon the opportunity to execute it.
Don't you think it's incredible? Well, I think it's incredible. And I just want to compliment you for being so studious as a player that you would be able, that you would be capable as a rookie
right.
to take that job.
Mm-hmm.
The third down protection back
right.
role is one that normally, that's an old head. Like yeah. that's a guy who's been around. It was Dorsey Levens at times. Late in his career.
Yep.
It was Deuce Staley at times late in his career. And Deuce became a coach. Deuce was a guy that I thought was like the biggest brainiac for X's and O's that I'd ever been around.
Seriously.
You're
Seriously.
A rookie.
Yeah.
You must have exhibited that big brain as well. How did you get so far ahead of schedule as a rookie to be able to do that job?
When I look back into the room, I had so many guys in front of me that I can just learn from and pick from. Darren Sproles. Still, our draft pick, Donnell Pumphrey. And we brought in LeGarrette. We brought in Jay Ajayi. Wendell Smallwood. There's a list that just keeps going on, not even from that position group, but the way he had to stay after. And I'm just like, man, NFL days are long. If those who don't know, if you want to get ahead those days, you need to stay at least an hour, 2 hours after to really
digest
what we're
learning. So you
have
meetings after the meetings?
Yeah. Deuce wouldn't play about that. He'll call you and make sure, do you really have this down? And I'm like, it's almost like your dad in a sense. And I'm just like, I appreciate it because when people stay on you, you actually work a little bit harder.
Well, so Deuce had walked the walk as a player. He really, yeah. I mean, he was
Deuce
a hell of a player,
was
man.
Brilliant.
He yeah. was. He was.
Very intimidating. As a rookie, you're like, man, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to get on his bad side.
That's great. Hey, Mike, give me an answer. Best female character ever in a sports movie?
Mm.
How about, oh, God, what was her name? Gloria from White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, yeah. That's a Rosie.
We just saw her again on Friday.
We sure did. Did you watch the Tyson fight the other day, Corey?
That was terrible. I felt bad for Mike. I'm like, what are we doing? But and they got those purses together, though.
They got them all right. All right, do you have a best female character ever in a sports movie?
Sports movie? Oh, man. Put me on the spot here.
And if you need time to think, you think about it.
I mean, it's pretty traditional. Who's the lady from Love and Basketball?
That was tremendous.
Sanaa Lathan. Lathan, yeah.
God.
Lathan, well. That is an underrated great movie.
Really?
Great movie.
That is one of the most underrated movies of all time.
I've watched it at least 20 times.
Yeah,
that's how much I love
it's
it.
Amazing.
It's
yep.
a good, it's a good, no disrespect. It's a good background show. It's a good tune in and like, I know this part is coming up.
Yeah.
It's a great romance.
Dude, when she
yeah.
doesn't, was it Dunk or what is it? Beat him in 1-on-1?
Yeah.
What is that thing? And is it a 1-on-1?
Play before your heart type of deal.
Yes.
Whatever that thing was.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God.
Oh, that's a moment.
The gut wrenching scene.
If it only was like that.
Gut wrenching yeah. scene. All right, let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, you're on with Corey Clement. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Yo, Ed. All right, Ed is not there, not ready to go. We go to Gary in New Jersey. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Corey. Thank you for your service.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Amazing. Somebody local to where I'm at to get that far. It was amazing to see you in the Super Bowl.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Speaking of local, Mr. Ritchie, you know who the running back is for Fall to Six?
Tell me.
Dan Klecko's son.
How about that?
Oh, no way.
And Klecko's an assistant
yeah.
coach.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love Danny.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We're going to try to get him on the pregame
show.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
Dan.
Yep.
You want to hear a funny story about youth sports and how crazy the parents are?
Let's hear it.
I actually coached in a championship game against him, and we lost. And the parents are giving me grief and saying I got out-coached. And I'm like, well, you know, that guy won 2 Super Bowls. So
well, he won three Super Bowls. But here's the thing, Gary. Let's not deflect. You were outcoached.
I mean, you know, in my defense, his dad was a Hall of Famer. My dad was an electrician, so if we got a wire in the house thing. I got him, dude, all day long.
There you go, Gary. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Sixers situation, man?
Oh man, I'm getting to the empathy part, man. It's just the same old story. And I was on board with the Olympics because, like, what else could we do? Like something's got to change in this guy. And I just for him to say that. That person who said it's a piece of bleep. No, you're the piece of bleep because you should be putting the work in.
Well, he should be. And Gary, my theory is whoever leaked it, they did it because it's another attempt to try to shame Joel into giving more. That's my theory.
There's nothing he can control about his injury issues, but you can control showing up on time
and
giving effort.
No question about it.
There's no excuse for that.
Ben, you was a guy that was a pro. You were pro.
Yes.
You weren't the best player. You weren't Barry Bonds, but you were a pro. And it's got to drive you bananas.
And I showed up way ahead of time to do my job and to be prepared to do so.
Yeah. It's really a shame. I mean, Gary, this whole thing's going to probably
takes
end.
No skill or it takes no skill to show up on time.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
Zero.
Hey, Gary, give me a great answer. Female character in a sports movie.
I think it just came from that culture of losing all those years. But so since like four of my guesses got taken, I'm going to go with Renee Zellweger and Jerry Maguire.
That's a great answer.
So
it is a sports movie.
That's the thing.
I'm not sure. I think it's close enough.
Bit.
I mean, the Tidwell
that's
stuff.
A sports movie. Yeah.
I mean, there's a Monday night football game.
The Monday night football game is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it counts.
But they did kind of trick America because they marketed it as a sports
movie.
She's
just not that great a character.
But it is more of a love story, but so is In Love and Basketball.
It is.
It's more of a love story.
It is.
Is Rocky more of a love story than a boxing movie?
No,
not at all.
No.
I don't know, man. I mean,
it's part of it, but
I think it's more boxing. Yeah. I think it's both.
But it's also
it's
a redemption story. But I'd also say, it might be a redemption story more than anything. Like he's trying to find himself thing. I mean, guys, he's literally a criminal in the first half of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
Rocky is breaking.
All movies are character arcs and about stories about characters.
Here we go.
No, but I'm saying it's a story about a character. Of course it is. It's a story about a character. Yes,
Corey.
But boxing is the main part of the movie.
He goes into his college education.
My point is every movie is about characters going from point A to point B, whether it's a redemption or whatever. I'm saying, of course. It's about other things than just boxing.
Otherwise, it would be a boring story.
Otherwise, it would be boxing.
James, you know, Corey, how easy it is to pick on this guy, his subject matter over here.
I'm right all the time. Thank you, Corey.
James, how you doing on getting the celebs? Who are you supposed to get on the show this year?
Well, maybe Corey can help me get Nick Foles on.
Hey,
there you go.
Maybe
look at that. See, I'm working it right now. How about that coming?
How about you just. Didn't you just hang out with him on Tuesday?
Okay, you're like actually taught. Nick Foles.
I built up
okay.
on that stuff.
Yeah, good
you
job.
You know what I felt bad, Corey? I felt bad about this on Tuesday. I didn't say this yesterday. I kind of forgot.
What's up?
So on Tuesday during the banquet, at one point, we're about to show the Philly special.
Yep.
And I go over to Nick, who's seated on the dais, and I pulled the microphone off the stanchion. I don't know what you call that. And I'm holding the microphone. I move over to Nick so I can talk to Nick over there. He's like two or three people over.
Yeah.
And I go, Nick, you want Philly?
Oh, God.
What does he say back to me? James, what is the proper answer to, if I say to Nick Foles, do you want Philly?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Corey, what did he say to me?
Whatever
way, it wasn't the right answer.
I was like, that wasn't right.
It wasn't right. I had to stop the proceedings during the banquet and say, Nick Foles, you answered it wrong. Like, you played Doug Peterson wrong.
I reprimanded the man.
So I had to tell him what to say, and then he said it, and it got awkward.
Yeah.
You should be thrown in jail for chastising Nick.
It came back up after that.
It did. He was a good sport. I knew I could, have some fun there. But I had to correct Nick Foles in the Philly special. It was very uncomfortable.